Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached America Health Crisis on Blog Talk Radio. This is Paulette Young speaking. We've got another hot topic tonight. We're going to talk about alkaline water and a few other things that people have claimed has either healed their cancer or tumor. Tonight's show, if you want to talk or listen, then dial the number 858-769-4936 and press 1. Is there additional treatment besides chemotherapy for cancer and tumors? What is all the fuss for using alkaline water? Why do people change their diets when they are diagnosed with cancer or tumor? Why do holistic doctors focus on the patient's diet? Should all doctors look at a patient's diet and recommend a change? Another hot topic, this is your host, Paulette Young. We also have our guest, Selena Lindsay, on the line, and she'll tell you for about 30 seconds or a minute a little bit about herself. And if you want to join in the conversation, again, it's 858-769-4936. And we also have Olu Akinyele on the line. Okay, Selena, tell them about, a little bit about yourself, and then at the end of the show you can go into some more things. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Selena Lindsay, and I am a very concerned citizen with what happens to the people in various different communities, all people at large. And so in doing that, I am a member of a number of different nonprofits, and I sit on the board of probably approximately 45 of them. So what I bring to the table is a little bit of information and a little bit of the insight of what's going on, and basically my positioning is as a advocate. We'll talk a little bit more about some of these nonprofits at the end of the show.
And then Olu Akinyele, if you'll just briefly introduce yourself in about 15, 20 seconds, and then we'll be getting into the topic. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Lou Akinyele. I'm just calling in to listen. And I learned something.
All right. Sounds great. Okay. Today there's so much controversy on holistic doctors versus regular doctors versus giving chemo or can you starve the cancer or the tumor out of the body. There's a group that swear by cactus juice. Get the juice from the cactus plant, and they also swear by alkaline water. And alkaline water is known to, when you say alkaline, the pH is normally 7.5 or greater. Alkaline water the range of pH by itself is 0 to 14. Tap water can be 6 to 7, where alkaline water pH can be 8 to 9. And it's saying that water with low pH can be toxic, I mean it's very acidic. With higher pH, your metabolism they say is faster. But then if you have too much alkaline, it says that it offsets your stomach. But it doesn't. And this is the United States. They treat symptoms, not the root of the problem. You go to the other countries, they're more after treating the root of the problem. So my question would be, one of the questions, why aren't they tackling the diet the way it should be? Why is that kind of left out? If you give chemo, shouldn't you have the diet looked at too? And earlier, Olu had mentioned, he says if you boil the water, does it become more alkaline? Now, Selena, I'm going to have you answer that and go ahead and start talking.
Well, basically you'll get a bunch of what I call idiotic ways of getting so-called alkaline water. When in the and of course, most people that are really serious about alkaline water, they're into especially one particular manufacturer, Kragen. And and in answering one of your questions, which is why doctors don't really get into the whole song and dance with alkaline water, it's primarily because you're still talking about big pharma either way it goes. And the majority of big, big companies, which are the same ones that manufacture the soda water, the fluoride for your toothpaste and all of this other kind of stuff, would be he's got to get in the ring and fight them. And that just is not going to happen. Secondarily, there really is no study or positive proof of the benefit. So, in fact, what they do is they come back with more of the cons as to why do you want to use it. However, common sense sets in that it has great benefits for your skin, and obviously, if you're drinking alkaline water, basic done right, the molecules are much smaller. And anybody that took basic junior high school chemistry can understand that a human body is technically 70% water. And so whenever you are hydrating your system, and if you're hydrating it with a type of water that easily is absorbed into your system, and primarily what it's doing at that point is what we call oxidizing. And another clear thing that it does is, even if it doesn't get rid of all of it, it does combat what we call free radicals. And there are many, many people, in fact, athletes, most of them drink alkaline water. And to a marked degree, it's just it's like water. Too much of anything is not good for you. But there are no known cases of anybody going to the hospital and being hospitalized because of alkaline water. It has many benefits.
Yeah, and what
benefits.
I like about the alkaline water, and when you talk about athletes, it's known, now that's documented, that it speeds up the metabolism. I think if I was going to fight or run, I want my metabolism speeded up. And since the fats are there in that area, yeah, that would be, to me, a good choice. And the other thing you mentioned about them not having enough documentation, this is the United States. And besides documenting rats and things that they put in laboratories and test those things, there's still people that have known to do their own homework. They come back. First they have cancer. They come back, and then they're cancer-free. And if they were healed, then, there's no way to say. And they'll run the test over and over again, and it shows that the person is cancer-free. I know some of these people personally. One teacher, she had a tumor by the temple, Kaiser sent her home. Said they can't operate, she'll die on the table. She went to a holistic doctor. What she tackled was her diet, gave her some natural herbs. She went back to Kaiser after so many months. There was no tumor to be found. And so why aren't those part of studies? Why isn't that, you don't have to be in a research lab. You have your clients and the doctors see the miracles that take place. And then what do you want to say? That nothing took place? You have documentation showing this patient had cancer or the patient had a tumor. Or
The issue there is it's just not the alkaline water alone. The herbal doctor is giving them herbs.
Alkaline water was one of the ingredients. They were, and mm-hmm. they also took the natural herb, just like the potassium. I'm a Life Vantage distributor. I know personally a person had skin cancer. He took over the amount they're supposed to take. But and that was skin cancer. He didn't have to have no more surgery. Cancer gone. And it was all through taking that natural herb and also drinking the alkaline water. So, but if one, we got to remember this is the United States. If we have one animal and somebody does something wrong to it, it's all over national news. You have one human being that's cured from something and they can document how they got better, that doesn't reach anybody's news. And as you said earlier, Selena, it's the pharmaceutical companies and other things, because if you prove that, hey, through naturalness or some of these other things can be used to help the person, there's no money in that.
Well, absolutely. And at the same time, making the reference back to water, when you start talking about water, then, you know, we can name some of the big ones. You know, and you're talking mm-hmm. Alvina, you're talking Nestle, you're talking Sparklets.
Yeah.
Believe me, the bottle isn't blue and white because they just decided that makes a good color. If you turn that Sparklets bottle upside down, it says Carnation Company, and then along somewhere you're going to see the subsidiary of Mobil Oil. So you're messing with big corporations that are into water. And these are the same big guys that are putting the fluoride in the water. These are the same guys that sell the water outside of your supermarket, and it's coming out of the hydrant and going into a machine that has a little filter in it, and, you know, it has a specific little taste, which they've removed from. That's what you're spending your 25 cents for. It's not necessarily that this is better for you. But in comparison to alkaline water, there is a proof that it's better for you, if nothing else, if it does nothing but increases that metabolic rate so that your foods and everything else is it is absorbed in your body much better than, say, with normal water. There is proof, for instance, with a lot of people that have a different water system. When you take the water that comes out of your hydrant and you put some soap in it, you might be squirting the soap in that water for a while to get it to get sudsy and bubbly. You take some alkaline mm-hmm. water, you're going to have an I Love Lucy situation because stuff's going to go all down on the floor because you can see the difference of what that soap does in that water because all of those hard contaminants that are in natural water, which are many, many contaminants. We've had other radio shows to discuss this, that there are all kinds of things in that water that they attempt to try to remove some of it. And, of course, we're hearing a lot about water in the news today and talking about various different states and people that turn on the water at their house and it comes out of the faucet yellow, green, or brown, whatever these colors are. It's because of the various different minerals and things and primarily calcium deposits that are in our natural water. Those things, now we do have proof that when you're constantly taking a bath and a shower in that stuff, your skin is extremely absorbent. And so you're taking also those things into your system. And these are some of the things, in the first place, if we're discussing doing something against cancer, I'm on the first page of called preventive medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to take serious look at what it is that's going on out there that is the cause. Because you, like I, when we grew up, we didn't know anybody that had cancer.
No.
I mean, and now it's practically, you know, you can just about pick up your cell phone and call up 10 people right from your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's at a
panic. And for children, it's grown at an alarming rate. When have we heard, you know, when you were growing up, you hear no child having cancer. But equally as well, we drank out of glasses, didn't we? We didn't drink out of plastic.
Yeah, well, and everything has cancer, from primarily the same reason. Yeah, they may call it something different, but these contaminants start with the water. Because, you know, when we want to talk about fish, which one of them are good to eat anymore? I mean, because of the water, these contaminants that are in the water. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what they do to it. They just can't get it all out. And that's not to say that mm-hmm. alkaline water gets everything out of them. It is to say that there are mm-hmm. a few primarily leave the water in an alkaline state. But, however, the best of them is the question mark is still called affordability. There are a lot of simple things mm-hmm. out there for alkaline water, such as some lemons. Contrary to the way we're taught to think, most people think of a lemon as being acidic. A lemon is mm-hmm. alkaline.
Yeah.
And
isn't it a half a lemon in your water, like in your 16 ounces? If even just one of those a day is good.
Absolutely. And we know from the pirates back in the day, you know, when they had a disease on the high seas called scurvy, what cleared it up real quick was some lemon.
Oh, you know,
so there
but
are.
But they said the more basic or alkaline your body is inside, it literally destroys the bacteria and the cell, and they believe it destroys cancer cells and reduces tumors. How come these holistic doctors are helping patients in a way that they're still alive? And some end up cancer-free. Not just from tumor.
Well, I'm not pro to get on either side of the fence because one is, and that's not to say that doctors, most doctors, period, at a certain point, if you have something, they're usually on the pro side for you to go ahead and do anything, because what difference is it going to make if you fix on the clock, in their opinion, you know, and that you need to do everything you could possibly do if you think that's going to help. But again, from the side of the fence that I do stand on, which is called, you know, preventive medicine, I'm like, why go do it last when you could do it first? Yeah, you know, that's
right.
a little bit of thinking in the first place.
I can't tell you.
Most medicine is technically made from some type of plant. However, modern day mm-hmm. technology does synthetic processes. And that's where we get into some problems.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these processes, such as like fluoride, you know, I can mm-hmm. remember as a child, you know, only kind of two piece you wanted to buy or they wanted to sell you was because it had fluoride in it. And now they want to tell you that your child is going to have certain types of diseases, and you have the backlash from what these chemicals and various different things that are put into, cleansers and things, what they do to you. And these same things are mm-hmm. in the water because these same companies that manufacture these products, they use the water, the same water that we drink. They like to condition us that it's like the ocean. You're not drinking the ocean. You're drinking the fresh water. But that's where these contaminants are put in the first place. They're put into the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these huge companies are located close to these places.
The other thing
and some of them that actually sell water, they're not bottling any water from the mountain. They're bottling water from a faucet.
Right. That's not true. Because you have to prove stuff like that without being able to prove it, or documentations or investigations are done, that will not be known because you have to have proof of it. But what I wanted to say, too, is cancer feeds off of sugar. And your average cancer patient, we also need sugar for energy. But if you're eating a lot of junk food versus the natural stuff, or you're not paying attention to where your food's coming from, then how is your system going to fight what's happening to you?
We're talking about society at large, because we know that. Who are we talking about? That's the premise of modern day society. Get it quick, and so everything comes out of a box, or it comes from the hamburger stand. All of these things are contributors to cancer. We did a conversation last week regarding barbecue and charcoal and these kinds of things, and so here we go again with things that are unknown to us that we've been eating a lot of. And these are all major contributors, and we know that. The facts point the finger at these types of things. And, of course, American diet, when you're living in a society in the United States, when, 60% of the people are obese, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very few people go into the field and have to do some work to get something to eat. They go to a box or they drive by something and go get it.
Right.
And the very thing they preserve these foods in and they cook these foods in are what's killing us, and it's what's they're huge contributing factors to these major diseases that are taking people out in large numbers. Because we didn't have these situations back in the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah, 30, 50 years ago.
Just unheard of.
Well, we didn't have to deal with plastic in the old days. Anyone listening, you are listening to America Health Crisis. Our topic today was alkaline water and how it may help cancer or tumors. The importance, why do people want their body's pH to be higher, yet researchers are saying that they don't have, as usual, they don't have enough data. But I always go back to, if it's one animal, and you got plenty of data, but if it's a human being, then you say you don't have enough data. So in my eyes, there's something wrong with the whole picture. Again, you can call in if you like, 858-769-4936. And if you want to talk also for us to hear, or you have a question, you just press 1, and then you'll be on the air. We're on every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific time, and that same number is what you would call it at any time. Towards, we're getting ready, we're towards the end of the program. And Selena Lindsay has been on the line. I'm speaking to you about the alkaline water and some other things too. And shortly, she's going to give you some of the other things that that she does. So hopefully, you've learned something about the pH level and its benefits, or possible benefits, I should say. If they need more research, even though there are people that swear by the alkaline water who is cancer-free today. They didn't say that's all they did, but they said it did help. And then you also have people that took the cactus juice from the cactus plant. I'm not quite sure how that's done, or you can probably go to the health food store and buy the cactus juice if you want. And then there's other remedies, and one of the things they said you should do is not eat a lot of that unnatural sugar and put that into your system, because cancer loves sugar, just the way we love sugar. There are some of us. Anyway, this is Paulette Young, your host, and you've been listening to Selena Lindsay. Selena's going to tell you, she comes with a vast background, and she's going to share with you some of the other things that she's involved with that may help you. Okay, go ahead,
Hi, first of all, as usual, we'll talk about a food bank, and this is one of the food banks that is currently the second largest food bank in Southern California, called Sowing Seeds for Life, all one word, .org. And primarily what they do is they service the inland community, and they have also set up satellite food bank entities. They do trailer parks, just many, many people, and they're currently serving, I would say, pretty close to 30,000 people on the first and the third Wednesday of every month. Should you want to donate, or is it which it could be money or food or volunteers, please call Sowing Seeds for Life or go to our website. And Sowing Seeds for Life is located at 1350 Arrow Highway in La Vergne, California. You can possibly talk to Fran if you have a donation or you have some concern at area code 909-293-7735. And again, her name is Fran Robinson. The second organization I'd like to talk about is called the 777 Warehouse. And primarily what they do is they service the people in the community with food, a breakfast on Sunday, a pancake breakfast. They give out clothes, shoes. They provide services for the youth, educational type services. And again, if you would like to donate or volunteer, please call Willie Walker at area code 909. The organization I'd like to talk about would be Coley's Outreach. Coley's Outreach is primarily designed to deal with probation and also felons that need another fresh start. And Coley's Outreach is primarily focusing on designing programs that don't create the revolving door, so that various individuals that have served their time and they'd like to get their life back on track, Coley's Outreach tries to help them primarily with consulting and helping them to be able to do that. And Coley's Outreach is run by Mr. Keith Coley, and he can be reached at area code 909-358-7391. And one more, that would be one of the ones that I also run. It's called At Ease. At Ease is a veterans nonprofit, and we primarily focus on housing and providing transitional-type needs with a focus with psychiatrists, with social workers to reiterate and to get them back into society and deal with some of the problems that they're having and being able to do that. And you can reach me at area code 214-229. As usual, when I close, I always make this statement. We are pro-poor, interacting with the poor in a way that provides choice and dignity. I have a belief in fishing rods rather than fish and implementing sustainable environmental practices. I believe changing behaviors that contribute to poverty. If you're within the sound of my voice, I thank you for listening to us at this time, and please have a blessed evening. Good night.
Okay, we'll be back on the air again, as I said, next Monday, same time, 8 p.m. Pacific time. This is America Health Crisis. Your host, Paulette Young, and the dial-in number, again, is 858-769-4936, and if you want to speak, press 1. Bye.